Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
We've got an hour ahead of us of nothing but the new stuff featuring artists like Doug Anderson, the Booth Brothers, Gaither Vocal Band, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Karen Peck and New River, and the Collingsworth family. And my special guest today is Ronnie Booth, guest co-hosting with me. Ronnie, we've got some wonderful songs we're going to hear. First of all, welcome. And you're a second generation gospel singer, so finding new material has been probably a challenge all your life, right? I mean, you've been in around this industry, and you've always got to find a new way to tell an old, old story of the gospel.
That's exactly right, Daniel. And it can be very challenging. Thank the Lord we have the writers in the field of gospel music that we have, the Jim Bradys, the Rodney Griffiths, the Kyle Rowlands, and, Diane Wilkinson's. And they do a great job, because I actually tried writing myself, and I found out real quickly, God did not give me that ability. So I learned the hard way.
Yeah. I know, you've been there, you try to put something out and it comes out sounding like a second grade poem or something, you know, it just doesn't have the ring that you wanted it to have.
Right, not quite. Well, I'll tell you, as a matter of fact, it was years ago, back in the 90s, we were on Morningstar record label, which was the Eddie Crook Company, and I really thought I had something, so I sat down in Eddie's office and had my guitar with me, and I sang a verse and a chorus of it, and he just looked at me for about 3 seconds and finally said, "Does it get any happier?"
I started cracking up,
and I said, "Eddie, I think you've just saved me a lot of heartache and grief down the road trying to be a songwriter."
That's right.
Well, so I learned.
Hey, we've got some great songs we're going to get to, and so let's jump right in. And by the way, the Booth Brothers have a cool song we're going to play in a little bit. But let's jump into this one, a happy song. It's Karen Peck and New River, and Good Things Are Happening. You work with Karen a pretty good bit, and she's a happy girl, isn't she?
She's a very happy girl, and they have made some wonderful music for many years now. And you know what? The Lord's hand is on them. They're the real deal. And it's always a pleasure when I know that we have the privilege of doing a program with them. So they're great.
Here they are, Karen Peck and New River, on Daniel Britt and Friends.
We gotta stop listening to all the bad news, the gossip, the economy. Come on, we gotta choose to trust in the one who knows. Sending blessings.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It is the New Music Spotlight. Ronnie Booth here is my guest co-host. Ronnie, here's Jeff and Sherry Easter and Over That Mountain.
I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. Just a glimpse makes me want to lift up my hands, throw back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. Night was one of the darkest, the winter was oh so cold. Clouds had covered my blue skies, the mountain that left me so low. Then the dawn became a new morning, the seasons began to turn. The sun came peeking its head through the clouds as the climb helped me to learn. That I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. And just a glimpse makes me want to lift up my hands, throw back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. And sometimes the circumstances, but sometimes it's the view. So keep your eyes on things that matter, and you'll rise above it. May not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. Just a glimpse makes me want to lift up my hands, pull back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. No, I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can sure see the other side.
You're listening to a New Music Spotlight here on Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host today, Ronnie Booth of the Booth Brothers. And might be need to put a disclaimer on Ronnie that he is the biological brother of Michael, but we don't hold that against him.
Yeah, everybody's got a cross to bear.
<That's right.
laughs> I tell folks in our family tree, he's from the fruit section.
Yeah, right. Hey, do you? You told me a minute ago, and we were talking about songwriting, that you really don't do any of that. But does Michael ever try his hand at doing songwriting?
No, I tell you what, Michael. You know, all jokes aside, Michael does have some really very creative ideas for songwriters he will express to songwriters, and then the songwriters are gifted where they where they condense it to within 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And so he does have that, and it's what he's wanting to say. He's able to go to these writers, and I tell you, the gift that they have, it's amazing. Basically it's a sermon that has been reduced to 3 to 4 minutes. Mm. And it's quite a gift. But that's Michael's forte. As far as writing, he's never really actually written a song, but he sure has a lot of ideas.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and when you go back, and since we are talking about the songwriter and the beginning of a song, and you got to go back to the beginning of this song, probably around 1980 or so, the classic Christian song, He's Alive. Don Francisco,
oh,
and so many artists have recorded it since Don, but the latest Gaither Vocal Band, I'm glad to see them embrace this song, but But I have to be very honest in saying that I'm very, very glad they put David on the lead, because David Phelps sang this song before he ever joined the vocal band on an independent custom project he did, and I've got it. And I
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I always loved David's rendition pre-vocal band, and now that he's been with the vocal band all these years, it's just cool to see it almost come full circle, because he's a master of this lyric and this song in particular.
I could not think of a finer vocalist to sing that song, Daniel. And here's the thing. The dynamics that David is able to create, that this song calls for, you know, the word awesome truly is, in my opinion, way overused today. But I was at the Charlotte taping at the Billy Graham Library with the Gaithers when David performed this. And I have to tell you, that was an awesome performance. It truly was.
Yeah.
To have this in the vocal band's repertoire, and then to choose David to sing the lead vocal, smart move.
Well, here they are, Gaither Vocal Band featuring David Phelps. He's Alive.
Gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him, it was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. And then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it could never be the same. And suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive.
simply incredible, the power vocals of David Phelps and the Gaither Vocal Band.
Hi, folks. This is Ronnie Booth of the Booth Brothers, and you're listening to the New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britton Friends.
Hey, Ronnie, here's Doug Anderson from Signature Sound, but stepping out solo, and this is Only Here for a Little While.
Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, singing goodbye to an old friend. He seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow the things he should have done. Made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Let me love like I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while.
Listening to Daniel Britton Friends, nothing but the new stuff. Wonderful sampling, kind of like a buffet here of all these new sounds in gospel music, just to see how rich our music is, the heritage that we've come from, but still keeping that going today. And Ronnie Booth, my guest co-host, let's put the Booth Brothers on the spotlight with this one. It's Masterpiece of Mercy. Do you know off the top of your head who wrote this?
I sure do. I sing with him every night, Jim Brady.
Right.
And our buddy Rodney Griffith, they actually wrote this on one of the cruises, one of the Templeton cruises that we had performed on together. And, you know, I love the lyric. It really says it all, that, you know, only God can clean the canvas and make it white as snow and paint a whole new picture into life of what I'm his own. And then musically speaking, Daniel, it is the strength of the Booth Brothers is harmony. We don't have the highs that a lot of groups have. So Mosey Lister taught us something years ago. He said, never show a weakness and stay within your strength. So we've always tried to focus on that. So the great thing about having Jim Brady in the organization and singing with us is that he understands that, and he understands the strength, and therefore is able to write with that in mind. I tell you, it's one of my favorite times in our program to sing this particular song.
It's the Booth Brothers, and you're hearing it on Daniel Britt and Friends.
He
was when he made me. He saw the sinner I'd become. Yet he knew he had grace that could save me. His latest work of art had just begun. He started with an old dirty canvas. My sin left me tattered, bent, and marred. Then this artist turned his light upon my sadness and began to wash away the blackest part. When all the stains were gone, he started painting with colors that I'd never seen before. Then with joy he was ready to display me, to show the world what the cross was for.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the master sees one hurting and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a whole. For a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace.
Now I'm getting ready for heaven. Every day just makes me want to go. But the artist hasn't stopped, he's still painting. And when he's finished, he will take me home.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the master sees one burning and wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a home. A piece of mercy, a miracle of grace. The canvas of the artist becomes a holy place.
For a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle.
Like the Daniel Britt and Friends page on Facebook, tweet at Britt and Friends on Twitter, or simply visit the full site at danielbritt.com.
Right now on our new music spotlight, it's the new sounds of the Taylors and Sing Me the Story. On Daniel Britt and Friends with guest co-host today, Ronnie Booth.
Many songs have been written that itch their place in time, from creation to the rapture, they've all been put to rhyme. But the song of all the ages was written on a tree. Would you sing me that old story of what Jesus did for me? Let me see him crucified. Remind me of that place I found victory through his loss. Sing me the story of the cross. I love the songs of heaven, tell of his return. They comfort and prepare me for that place and time I yearn. But the song that overwhelms me fills my spirit like a flood was written see him crucified. Remind me of that place I found victory through his loss. Sing me the story of the cross.
I love
to tell the story.
It will be my theme in glory. It's the song.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, our new music spotlight is here with Ronnie Booth as our guest co-host, playing some great new tunes. And this one's a good song, and in fact, it's a great song. But since we've had the Colorado tragedy and the massacre at the movie theater, this song has become a top requested song in the following days after that massacre, because we all realize, and Ronnie, I know you travel this world and you see heartache firsthand every night in dealing with people and what they're going through, that this is not a pretty world in the sense that we got to look at the brokenness of it. And we are broken people and we're hurting, but God's given us hope through that. And that's where this song from the Tallies really picks up.
Absolutely. Here's the thing, Daniel, for the believer, this world is not home. We are not home yet. I thank God for the memories that we have, but the best days are ahead. And that's just not, quote, positive thinking. That's reality, because he has said, your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard. Bottom line, what I've created for you.
Yeah.
While we are here, if he's willing to sacrifice his own son, then we can trust him, and we can put our faith in him. Why these things happen, I do not know. Well, it goes back to the garden and where sin began, and it's been happening ever since. And I thank God for this song. You know, it just seems like the Lord's timing is always perfect. You know, I mean, he led the Tallies to record this beautiful song, and who better to sing it than the Tallies at a time that we really need to hear it.
They probably have a special place in your heart because they too are singing in trio harmony, huh?
Oh, very much. And talk about a class act.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, to sing, I know as a, I'm getting ready to be a grandfather and, here next month, and it does not seem possible. So to be able to sing with family, I mean, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
There's nothing better. And to see the lady that Lauren has, the young lady that she's become,
yeah,
and the talent that she possesses, now God is good.
Well, in all actuality, and now married, and Brian singing a fourth part on many of their songs, it's cool to see how they've grown and developed and gone through the changes through the years, but still hold on to that classic Tally sound. Well, here it is now with a timely message, Broken World, on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Jenny's got more month than she's got money. Works three jobs, she's barely getting by. Bob got a word, his mom's been told it's cancer. So many questions, and all of them ask why. We're living in a broken world. A broken world won't give you any answers. Everything is upside down. Wrong is right and right is wrong.
nothing here can take him by surprise. Someday all this hurting will be over, and every tear's been wiped away. But not for long, no, not for long. Mama spends her waking hours praying. Her child's done gone, left everything behind. Daddy's getting tired, his faith is fading. You can't get water from a well that's running dry. We're living in a broken world, and a broken world won't give you any answers. Everything is upside down. Wrong is right, and right is wrong, but not for long. No, not for long.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, of course, the tally's there. Right now, it's new music from Palmetto State Quartet. This is No Place Too Far from Grace, and this is a new music spotlight with my guest co-host, happy to have him here, Ronnie Booth.
Well, you say you're tired of running away from all your shame, but the guilt just keeps on coming, and it's driving you away. You think you've gone too far, and you have no place to go, but Jesus knows right where you are. He wants you to know there's no mountain too high, no valley too low, no place you'll ever find. His mercy will not go. You can run and you can hide, but his love there's no place too far from grace. Well, you say you're tired of searching
for a place to stop and rest. But still you keep on hurting because you feel that emptiness. You're lost and on your
Britt. This is a New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends. Ronnie Booth guest co-hosting with me, and Ronnie up next, Collingsworth Family. I like this one. It's Just Another Rainy Day.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I love this family.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a family that has the hand of God on them. It's these folks, the Collingsworth family, and talented. My goodness. My talent. And I don't know of a gospel group going right now that wants to follow them after they've been on stage. It ain't
right.
Easy.
That's right.
I don't care how big and bad you think you are.
That's right.
But I thank God for them.
You know, the more cynical people out there who saw this group coming and saw them from a mile away because it's a big family, you know, saw the Collingsworth. They probably thought, okay, this is going to be kind of a Partridge Family kind of thing. They've got lots of members. They're going to do a variety show type of thing. And that's what they're going to be known for. But you know what? There is so much more. And as you get to know the Collingsworth family, it blows you away that it's not just a novelty. It's not just the kids doing their thing. They have all matured and grown in their talent, which is, I mean, they could all stand on their own. It's incredible.
Yes, they could. That's 100% right. The foundation, number one, their attitudes are right. It's rock solid in the Word. They know that God created their voices. He gave them the talent. They know that God didn't give them an audience to feed their ego. And they go out and serve the audience, and they have developed, they have worked hard development. Don't you know the hours, the thousands of hours that Kim Collingsworth has spent practicing that piano?
Oh, yeah.
Where we all get the benefit.
Yeah.
And the kids who are, they're not kids anymore, they're young adults. They get up on stage and play the violins, and then their vocal, their harmonies. Folks, that doesn't happen overnight. You just don't walk up and do that. That takes work, hard work. And they're to be commended for it. And you know what? God's blessing them and honoring them, and they deserve it.
The Collingsworth family here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Storm clouds are coming and you're still humming yesterday's victory tune. Got it all together, but you haven't seen the weather that's coming when the day is through. But if you stop and listen and just pay attention to the word God has today, He knows what you need and
God says, build an ark, it won't be just another rainy day.
Inspirational project that's out called Real Man, Real Life, Real Faith. Here's John Barry and the song Real Man on Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight with guest co-host Ronnie Booth.
I could complain, but I'm not complaining. I'm doing all I can with these two hands. My best to shine, but it's still raining. So I have to fall down on my knees to know just where I stand. I'm just a real man in a real life, trying to survive. I'm not a Superman with a perfect plan. I'm just an for a real guy. I tend to carry too much on my shoulders, thinking I can do this on my own. Weather in the storm till it's over. But now I know that it takes so much more than flesh and bone. For a real man in a real life, trying to survive. sky. I'm just a real man in a real life, living for a real guy.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It is our new music spotlight. Ronnie Booth is my guest co-host, and this next group Booth Brothers work with a lot, and especially here lately when they put Greater Vision together with the Booth Brothers and this group Legacy 5 to form the Jubilee. And that's got to be just so much fun to have all you guys together on one stage.
No, it's a miracle anything gets done because we're cutting you know, honestly, Daniel, we truly are best friends.
That's cool.
And I'll tell you why. And to give you the to give you an idea of how much Michael and I and Jim love these guys, when we were growing in our ministry and as it was blossoming, everywhere we would go that Greater Vision or Legacy 5 had been to, they would say, "Yeah, those guys told us that we need to have you." Well, folks, that's a blessing, and especially to a group that is really trying to stabilize all their dates and to have enough dates to sing. Listen, I remember back when we were starting out, we sang at a flea market down in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the stage was it was in the afternoon. The stage was a wrestling ring for that night. So I thank God for Greater Vision and for Legacy 5 and for many of the other groups who did the same thing for us. Yeah. You know, Gaither always says, you know, if you see a turtle on a fence post, he didn't walk up there by himself.
Yeah.
Somebody, he had help. And believe me, the Booth Brothers have had a lot of help.
Well, this is a good one from Legacy 5. I'm Still Amazed from the project A Wonderful Life, and you're listening to it on Daniel Britt and Friends.
What a blessed day when the Lord washed away my every burden. What a joy divine, what a glad, happy time, and I am certain. Though the years have come and gone, the Savior's still at sweet. As the very moment that I first believed, I'm still amazed at the grace that he gave when I was holding to the end of my rope. Still in awe of the cost at the cross, so I can know that I know that I know that he will be everything that I need every minute of every day. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he says, I'm still amazed. Not a day goes by that I don't realize where I'd be without him. And he's been so good that there's no way that I could pause to doubt him.
He knew well who I was, but he saw who I could be.
And from glory to glory, he keeps changing me. I'm still amazed at the grace that he gave when I was holding to the end of my rope. Still in awe of the cost at the cross, so I can know that I know that I know that he will be everything that I need every minute of every day. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he says, I'm still
that he gave when I was holding to the end of my rope. Still in awe of the cost at the cross, so I can know, that I know, that he will be everything that I need, every minute of every day. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he sings, I'm still amazed at the grace that he gave when I was holding to the end of my rope. Still in awe of the cost at the cross, so I can know, that I know, that he will be everything that I need, every minute of every day. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he sings, I'm still amazed. At the wonderful, marvelous, glorious way he sings, I'm still amazed.
If you've been listening to most of this hour, you have heard a wonderful sampling, kind of like a state of gospel music today, right? And you find out that the state is very, very good. We've got lots of great songs that are out there. Wonderful talent, some talent that's been rooted in gospel music for a while. And we've got some new and upcoming talent that's really shining these days. And Ronnie Booth's been my guest co-host to listen to some of these tunes. It's been fun to sit with you, Ronnie, and play these songs that are on the forefront of gospel music right now.
Absolutely, Daniel. It's been my pleasure to be with you. And, you know, honestly, every group that you have played, they represent the kingdom of God so well, with so much class. And I believe the Lord is very pleased, and I'm honored to say they're my peers.
Now, you work with a lot of these guys night after night, and so some people might think, well, you're familiar with everything that's out there. But in all honesty, sometimes you might get caught up in your own tour that you don't cross paths with some of these. And so some of these songs, you're just like a fan. You're waiting until the CD comes out to hear it for the first time.
Oh, without question, Daniel. You know, the thing of it is, it takes smart business. We have to run a smart business in order to go out and minister to people.
Yeah.
You know, and running a business, as all entrepreneurs and small business owners know, that takes a lot of time. Plus, we're trying to be daddies and husbands and at the same time. So a lot of our time is taken up doing that. And many times we don't get to hear the latest releases from some of our peers and the work that they are doing. And it's always neat when you hear, you know, fresh songs from the Tallies, from the Collingsworths, from,
right,
you know, whomever it may
right.
be. So, yeah, I wish we could hear it more. Even, you know, when you're working with these people, many times, if you have time, you can go on their bus and they'll play you their latest thing that's getting ready to come out. And you're excited for them because that's a lot of hard work for them.
Yeah.
And, but you don't always get to do that.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie, it's been good of you to sit with us for the hour and listen to these songs. And how can folks find out more about the Booth Brothers and what's happening in your lives?
The easiest, guys, the easiest way is boothbrothers.com, B-O-O-T-H, brothers.com. In fact, we have a brand new website that we've just launched, and a lot of interesting things on there. And you know what? Also, our toll-free, 866-72-BOOTH.
That's great.
Even Michael can remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, man, that's great. You guys are a ton of fun, and give our best to Jim and Michael, and we'll catch up with them at some point down the road as well. But it's been good to sit with Ronnie Booth today and play some of these great tunes and really say, hey, chin up. Gospel music is still proclaiming the best news in the world.
Amen.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.